false man-made religion here. Jesus didn't tell you to come on Sunday and throw a scrap. He wants you to transform your entire life by his spirit and his word. We have a gospel, but ma'am, you're worldly. You're showing your body off. You're showing your hair off. You're with a feminized body. You're doing pagan holidays. You're keeping a false gospel. Love you, ma'am. Put that finger away. She did. She flipped us off, ma'am. You need to repent and seek the kingdom of God in spirit, in truth. Got people driving by flipping us off, talking to a lady that left there. Just got done talking to a man that wouldn't even name his own church body. Did you brothers and sisters hear him? They're leaving this church because he doesn't like that there's three women overseers, but yet he's overlooking all the other sin. We're here loving our neighbor. You can look up our testing. We're going to have a testing up of Cornerstone to show you why this is not biblical Christianity, folks. You're following worldly churchianity. You're following a false gospel that doesn't call you out of the world. You're following many false ways that are going to deceive you on Judgment Day. They're going to damn you on Judgment Day. The Bible says to repent and walk in holiness and obedience. You're walking in worldliness and carnality. Still waiting for one of the men, some man that was visiting Cornerstone came out, wouldn't even share what his Bible church is because he knows it's going to be tested. I guess that would tell you that it's got a lot of sin, right, brother? If it was biblical, wouldn't he invite us there?
You'd think so.
Yeah. You would think so. How about you, Sister Amin? If it was biblical, would he invite us?
Should.
I'm on audio, so. But yeah, we're still waiting for any of the men from Cornerstone Community Church in La Crosse to come out with a Bible and tell us. Oh, they're up in the window.
Looking in the window again.
Yeah, let's get a video of them up in the windows. And we put it on our website. We're going to have a testing Cornerstone up. So first of all, the gospel that they proclaim, it's by the shed blood of Jesus that you must repent. Agreed? He's the only way. Where they fall short is repentance. They don't come out of the world. You have to repent of all sin. They're worldly. They're carnal. They're feminized. They have lady overseers against the word of God. They keep pagan holidays that the Roman Catholics handed down. We were just standing out in front of the Roman Catholic Church. So the gospel that they preach, they don't even follow. Jesus called that hypocrisy. And he said in Luke 12:1, the sin, the leaven of the Pharisees was their hypocrisy. They said, do this, do this, do this. They didn't even do it. The modern pastor here loves college football. Maybe you can answer me. How does college football, violent, covetous, proudful, rowdy, vain, grossly immodest, how does that glorify the kingdom of God?
I don't see where in the Bible you can't engage in sports.
You can't what?
Where did Christ say you can't play sports?
You can't play sports? Where did Jesus say not to stick a knife in your eye? Would you do that?
Of course not.
Because that's ruining your temple. So rightly discern. The Bible says don't defile the temple. God will destroy you. Rightly discern. Is it covetous to win?
You don't engage in sports of any kind?
No. I gave that all up, sir. I'm a born-again preacher of righteousness. Why would I be involved in the ways of the world?
So instead you just run around and preach?
I preach and teach online. What did Jesus tell us to do? Go play sports?
So free time, what do you do? Sit around?
What did Jesus tell us to do? Go play sports and be worldly or preach the gospel?
I'm pretty sure he said to do more than just one thing.
Really? What Bible verse did he tell us to do more than one thing? He said, obey the Father, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, Matthew 22, and love your neighbor as yourself. You're my neighbor. I'm loving you by telling you if you're part of this, you need to repent and be born again. If you're part of the culture, you need to repent or you're going to lose your soul. That's a lot more important than college football.
If you play football, you lose your soul.
If you play football, it's fruit that you're not born again and you don't have
it's
the Spirit of God.
Born again if you play football.
Absolutely.
That's the key.
Absolutely. It's fruit. It would be like if you lay with a harlot. If you laid with a harlot, isn't that fruit that you might not be born again?
Well, it specifically says not to engage in sexual immorality.
Right. And it specifically says, don't be covetous. Don't be rowdy. Don't be violent. Don't be immodest. Don't be involved in the things of the world. James 4:4 says, if you love the things of the world, you're an enemy of God. Your pastor here is an enemy of God. 1 John 2:15 says, if you love the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in you. See, I like to preach this to people. Jesus, Paul, John the Baptist, Paul says, imitate me while I imitate Jesus. They did five things in their life. Do you know what five things they did?
Let's hear it.
They worked. When they had to, God ordained that. They slept. It's all part of our function. We lose a third of our life sleeping. They fellowshipped and studied. They preached the gospel to the lost. And they went into the Father's creation to restore themselves.
And they never played games.
That's it. No.
They just sat on a chair.
They didn't sit on the chair. They ate, they slept, they worked, they studied, they fellowshiped, they preached, they restored.
Right. No free time.
So if you want more than that, it means you're not born of God. Folks, you're being deceived by false religion. Sir, we love you. If those are your sons, they look like your sons. There's a millstone waiting for you as you deceive them.
I don't believe you.
It will be worse for you than if there was a millstone around your neck to deceive young ones in false religion. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com. We're going to have a testing up of Cornerstone.
Free time for fun, huh?
Not anymore. I had to repent. I used to be a loop current. I used to be.
And so now you just that's it. You don't have any fun. You work and nothing else.
I love God. Man.
Like, first of all, I don't believe you. That's a lie. You watch TV and all kind of shit. I don't
We don't have television, sir.
I don't believe you.
We don't watch the internet, sports, and movies.
I don't believe you.
You're wrongly judging us, and you're going to suffer for that. I'm Jesus said you'd be judged for every word.
Yeah, I mean, that's cute, but no.
We come out of the culture. We left that all beside, behind us, because we're born of God. We're born of God.
You
hey, sir, still waiting for any man to come out with a Bible. One of their leaders, are they all Revelation 21:8 cowards that won't inherit the kingdom of God? Waiting for them to bring a Bible. You're being deceived by false gospel here, sir.
So,
you're being deceived by worldliness.
Revelation only comes by not doing things. How did Jesus say we get salvation?
Tell him the gospel.
Yeah, you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you believe what he did on the cross, like death, burial, resurrection.
So it's all me, I gotta do it. Right?
Works are part of your salvation. It's fruit that you know God. Have you ever been married?
At any point in time I can lose it, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
If you don't believe that, you're a heretic.
Because God's not faithful.
God is faithful in his promises. He expects you to be faithful. It's a covenant. I have a covenant with my wife. Can I go run and lay with a harlot and ruin it?
So,
yep. It's a covenant.
So what you're saying is you never sin, though?
Nope. Never said that. We don't live and practice sin. They practice sin here.
How could you not be living in sin if you live in this world?
How? Because
every
we come out,
sin,
we're separate, we're
it.
Holy. The Bible says, touch not the unclean thing and I'll receive you. 2 Corinthians 6.
Mm-hmm.
See, you have a total compromised worldly. You're probably poisoned by a whole bunch of worldly churches that tell you you're going to sin a lot. You love your sin. You don't want to leave it. That's why you're defending it. So, you know what? I don't go.
I'm not defending any sin. I'm saying that you're
you know what?
Sinner.
I don't go long with men that defend sin. And so I'm just going to stand here and preach.
Yeah,
and I would
not.
Recommend my brother
that's
not
exactly
talk to you either because now you're defending sin. No, you're not cornered. I don't live in sin.
And you live in this world, and you are sin.
No, see, you're a liar. You're a liar. The Bible says we can be born again. We can come out of the world. Paul says in Romans 12, I'm going to give you one verse because I'm casting my pearls before swine. I'm going to give you one more verse. Romans 12, 2. Do not conform to the world, but be transformed by the power of God. So we are not transformed by anything we do in the world. We're transformed by the Spirit of God, the gospel, and then we walk in righteousness and holiness, obeying what God's called us to do. We can sin, but we don't live in sin. So I don't go along with men that want to stand there and defend sin. So I'm just going to stand here and preach the gospel. Brother, don't give him any time. Don't give him any time. Be silent before a mocker. Silent before a mocker, because all he's doing is defending sin.
That's exactly what you're doing. You're
nope. I'm sitting here preaching the gospel, lifting
you're
up Jesus Christ and his shed blood,
yourself.
Calling people to repentance, turn and come out of the world, repent and seek the kingdom of God. Don't give him an answer, brother. Obey the scriptures. Do not answer a mocker. Test your resolve, brother. Test your resolve.
Don't even
test your resolve, brother. He don't want to hear. He's not on fertile ground. He's a worldly, carnal, compromised man trying to drag you into his web of sin.
Wow.
It's a test for you, brother. Look
right.
Evil in the eye. Look wickedness, sin, and evil in the eye and call it for what it is. Wickedness, sin, and evil. And that's what you are. You're a worker of Satan, sir. And we're not going to answer you. You're defending sin, telling us we can't follow the Savior, that we can't walk in righteousness, that we can't live holy. You said you're in the world, you have to live in sin. You are a liar, sir. You are a liar, and I won't stand for you to lie. Don't answer him, brother. Just turn away and hold your sign that way, brother. Learn. Learn, brother. Turn away. He's new to the faith. He's learning how to deal with workers of Satan. Turn around, brother, and ignore him. You know what? That's how Jezebel women get in men's eyes, and that's how wicked workers of Satan get in men's minds. Yeah, I'll stand between you and my brother, because I'll defend my brother.
You're a worshiper of Satan.
Yeah, really, a worshiper of Satan, huh?
You are. You are absolutely.
Yeah, whatever you say, sir.
You are.
Whatever you say. Make sure you check out our website. You're going to be on there.
Why would I want to?
I'm not answering you anymore. I'm going to stand here and preach. I'm just going to keep you from my young brother. I don't let wolves to the sheep. I'll stand between those sheep and the wolf.
You're saying this to attack the Church of Christ.
Yeah, really. I'm attacking a false man-made religious body that is feminized with lady overseers, that teaches a false gospel, that lives in the world and practices sin. They keep pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter and Good Friday handed down. They allow women to live in carnality. They allow men to live in carnality. Their pastor lives in carnality, watching worldly sports in carnality. They breed carnality and sin and wickedness. And so we're just here loving our neighbor, preaching the biblical gospel, protecting the sheep from wolves and seeing if there's any other sheep that want to come and talk about the truth. But we still don't have one leader. I hope they don't send their feminized women overseers out because I won't talk to them. Not one male leader has come out yet to bring a Bible and tell me how you can be worldly, how you can be of the world, how you can live in sin and the ways of the world and claim a holy God. The Bible says, be holy in all your conduct. That means set apart for God. Their pastors are set apart for God on Sunday, then the worldly ways of college football and who knows what else. Any man that watches college football is probably watching MMA. He's watching ice hockey. I used to be an ice hockey coach when I was a pagan. He's probably watching every carnal way. He's probably going to the beach and putting on his underwear and flopping in the water. He's probably watching carnal Netflix, Hollywood movies. He's probably doing all kinds of false, sinful ways. All of the things of the world, all of the things of false churchianity, you cannot stand and reason in the Word of God. Jesus tells us, preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. Loving our neighbor today with a love of righteousness and truth and goodness. But if you'll turn and if you'll repent, if you'll ignore the mockers, if you'll ignore the sins of the world, if you will ignore the ways of flesh. I'm not letting you get between a sheep.
Why don't you tell me about what Jesus
I'm not
did?
Letting you get between a sheep. You're a wicked mocker. You're the fruit of this place. He didn't die for anyone's salvation that won't repent of their sin. He didn't die for anyone's salvation that won't repent of their sin. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:26, if we willfully sin, if we willfully sin, there remains no sacrifice for our sin. So your pastor's in willful sin. Your congregants are in willful sin. Yeah.
Let's hear it. How do you obtain forgiveness of sin?
I don't preach to mockers, and my brother doesn't answer mockers either.
Well, the Holy Scripture says that you are supposed to go out and preach the word, but here you aren't. So you're claiming to do something you're not. You're a hypocrite.
It's amazing the wicked, corrupt fruit of these places. Worldly, carnal men defending sin, defending worldliness, and then he switches gears to try and talk about the gospel. So this is what we face when we come out here in the world. But you know what's awesome? People driving by see our gospel signs. People walking by here, and guess what? Our website always gets tons of hits. We don't make money either. It's to get the gospel out. And we'll be putting up a testing of this Cornerstone Community Church in La Crosse to show you why it's sinful, carnal, wicked with sound doctrine and theology from Scripture. But they don't teach sound doctrine. 1 Timothy 4:16 says, sound doctrine by which you are saved. You don't have to address my wife. She ain't answering you. Watch how a godly woman stands, brother. That's what you have to do. Turn and ignore them. Turn and ignore them. Gospel good news. Jesus Christ makes the narrow way. Holy is the Lamb of God.
You'd actually be preaching the Word of God, but you're not.
I have to laugh, and it's really a mockery. Like the prophet of old when he mocked the prophets of Baal. The prophets of Baal did the best they could with Cornerstone Community Church. Did the best they could. Folks, you're being deceived by false religion. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com. You're going to see why it's a false man-made way. We're going to have a testing up of Cornerstone Church. We're going to have video and audio. Still waiting for one of your men to come out with a Bible. Coward, Revelation 21:8 men. that cannot stand in the word of God. Repent, wicked, sin-defending, demonic man. The Holy Spirit always withstands evil, corruption, and sin. We'll wait a little bit longer for one of their pastors to come out to open the Holy Scriptures so I can show them why this is not the sheep of God. This is a goat farm. Our testing at don'tperish.com is going to show you why in the Scriptures you can't be of the world. You can't be of this false way. You can't practice man-made religion and claim a holy Savior. Turn and repent, Cornerstone Community Church. The people come out of this building, defend sin. They defend worldliness. They tell you that you have to live in sin, that you have to live worldly. They tell you that it's mean-spirited to preach the gospel. They defend false hirelings that will not bring the Holy Scriptures. What can you do with the fruit of a place like that? Jesus said, we know a tree by its fruit. Matthew 7. And so the fruit of Cornerstone Community Church, are they still looking at us from up in the windows, up in their lounge up there? Maybe the pastor's hiding up there. Maybe he's in air conditioning. Yeah, I'm mocking you, pastor, because you're a coward. You won't come out. Feminist women come out. Evil men that defend sin come out. But not men with Bibles to talk about sound doctrine. We come to expose the sad fruit, and it'll be all over the internet for years to come about this false, wicked, man-made goat farm. We love them. We call them to the biblical gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ calls you to holiness by repentance. And when you're born from above, you don't defend sin. You don't mock God's people and God's truth. Let me talk about this. The man was mocking God's people. Jesus said it would be worse for you than Sodom and Gomorrah for the people that mock God's truth. Still waiting for any man from this church in leadership to bring a Bible out? Or are they all Revelation 21:8 cowards, sir? How about you? Can you open the Scriptures and will you look and see why Cornerstone is a false religious body? Can you open the Scriptures and show me why worldliness is part of a saint's life? Your pastor loves college football. How does that further the kingdom of God, sir? It's so important, it's on his bio. I'm a preacher, and I love my family, and I love college football. That's not of God. Repent and seek the kingdom before the judgment and the wrath of God comes. Christ shed blood, repentance, be born from above, holiness and obedience to new life in Christ, and endure in the faith. That's the gospel we stand for. These goat farms know not of it.